Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, that fire might be burning more than we think. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're live today, Hugh, from the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall and Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington. Brought to you by the Bardea Restaurant Group. What's that?
Lady, we were doing the show, and she aggressively made me pose for a picture.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind. I mean, the YouTube people probably think you're just crazy.
Why
is she smiling weirdly for no reason? But that's great. There's a lot of people here. If you're in the area, come on out to the grand opening here. All right, Hugh, we're going to get back to the phone lines on all the things with the Eagles, and do you really believe this pass game has turned the corner? I do. I think we're in such a better place passing-wise than we were in the month of September. I think this thing has turned a corner. And the Sixers, are you excited? The season starts tonight. Later on the show, we'll get to some expectations for the Sixers. What do we actually think this season will be? Win total, all that. But, Hugh, you might get petty during this segment because, you know, there's smoke, there's fire type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm smelling some smoke here with the Philadelphia Phillies and Bryce Harper. All right, so last week, Dave Dombrowski took to the podium, end of the season press conference, and whether or not you agreed with Dave Dombrowski, I know last week you were fine with what he had to say. Hugh, I think we would agree that it was not normal, right? Like, it was not the kind of thing you would, if before the press conference, I would have said to you,
fired a salvo.
Yeah, and really, it was odd because in 6 years with Bryce Harper here, they have never publicly said he's anything but everything they ever wanted. And last week, let's hear it. Last week, Dave Dombrowski, he changed the conversation with the Phillies and Bryce Harper. Here it was.
In Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still a all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you're thinking elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player. I have no idea. When you see somebody, I have seen guys at his age, again, he's not old, that level off. Or I've seen guys rise again.
So in a very diplomatic Dave Dombrowski buttoned up way.
He ain't the cat he used to be. That's what he said.
You translated it, but that's what he said.
So, that's basically what he said.
You know, we all wondered. So there was a lot to unpack last week. Some people liked it. I didn't think it was the right thing for an executive to do, whether or not it was true or not.
It was telling.
But
it was telling, Joe.
And now what we all wondered was, what's the reaction going to be? Well, we got it yesterday through his agent. I mean, but come on. Scott Boras responded yesterday. Christian Redd, baseball journalist, he got quotes from Scott Boras, who's the agent in baseball, of course, Bryce Harper's agent. Here are some of the quotes as Boras responds to Dombrowski. Quote, "I agree that Harper missed time due to injury and that his volume was down, but other than that, Bryce Harper is performing at an elite level on a number of characteristics that we keep track of." He talked about expected baseball stats, exit velocity, all the things they look at. Boras is saying, no, Dave, he's still an elite player. He also added this, Hugh, and this is where my antenna went up. Quote, "I don't think that Dave or John," obviously Dombrowski Middleton is who he's referenced there, "or anybody is contemplating Bryce Harper not being a Philadelphia Philly for the rest of his career." So Scott Boras chose yesterday to respond to Dave Dombrowski, Hugh, and then throw out, "I don't think anyone's thinking about trading him." In 6 years, nobody has talked about trading Bryce Harper. In fact, other than me coming up with a hypothetical three summers ago about Juan Soto, no one has ever uttered, whether it be the Phillies, whether it be Boras, whether it be a reporter, no one has uttered the words, trade Bryce Harper, in 6 years. And I'm starting to connect some dots here, Hugh. 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, a week and a half ago, Ruben Amaro threw out the idea that they
A big-name player.
Big-name player. On our show, Devin, her thought when she heard it, she was co-hosting with him, was maybe that was Bryce Harper. You thought it could make some sense. Then Dombrowski. Now where is Boras coming from with nobody's expecting a trade here? Like, there is something going on between the Phillies and Bryce Harper, and if you're ignoring it, that's on you.
You know, as I sit here, Joe, I wish I had the time to do what the kids call mind my tweets.
Okay.
And go back and comment on all the individuals that had the nerve and audacity to say that it was an asinine thought of mine and then to throw out stats to me and all this other stuff. Listen, this is where stats don't mean a damn thing. You listen to what's being said. And all y'all can kiss my ass right now because that take that I had, like all the rest of my takes, are fire.
Well, I don't know about all of them, but this
fire
one maybe.
Takes.
This one maybe.
And for that, for certain individuals that had something to say about me having this take, you could really kiss my tushy. I ain't going to give you too many asses
now.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of people starting to look up when I said that. Yeah. But this is where, you know, when you talk about having a take or thinking outside the box, nothing is off limits here. And when you say people have stupid takes and stuff like that, you end up making yourself look stupid. So kiss my butt on
Well,
that
I got one more again. For you. Joel Sherman. And I would say, Hugh, in terms of like – the insiders in baseball.
Trying to mine these tweets for all the people. Oh, that was a terrible
take. Well, I want to play one more for you while you mine those tweets. Joel Sherman, one of the better baseball insiders, right, for a long time now. Listen to Joel Sherman on his podcast yesterday talking about Bryce Harper, the Phillies, Dombrowski, Boras, and what could happen this offseason.
Clearly, Dombrowski's comments, Dombrowski's been around way too long to have said that without having some meaning behind
That's
it.
That's what I thought, too.
I continue to wonder if the meaning is the player is unhappy with his contract and this was a kind of side glance back at, you know, I could take some shots here too, you know, if you'd like me to do that. Why don't we both settle down? I mean, I don't know. Like, I that's pure speculation. But would I be 100% shocked if Bryce Harper got traded this offseason? No.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
That one, again, 6 years he's been here. Other than me, on my evening show 4 years ago, coming up with a hypothetical, no one is in any space in baseball that's a reporter, that actually like is reporting, has connected those words in 6 years. No one has ever thought of Bryce Harper getting traded. No rumors ever been out there. All of a sudden, in a week and a half, all these things are popping up. Hugh, I got my eye on this Bryce Harper thing, and I don't know where it goes from here, but if you, this is something. Something is going on here between the Phillies and Bryce Harper, and if I had to guess, I think it is about the contract. I think what he said publicly 2 years ago, remember he wanted the new contract?
Uh-huh.
Who knows how often Boris has been bothering them behind the scenes.
About getting this contract.
And they're tired of it. And they're like, we're not paying you. You got to deal with it. And now this is becoming a public
thing. And Dombrowski
thing.
Coming out and saying exactly what he said about his stats being down, justifying him not getting the contract.
Yeah.
And listen, this is what's about to happen, because I know it's about to happen. Now people are going to start flooding my timeline talking about, well, you know, Joel Sherman's been talking out the side of his neck for years. Okay. Joel Sherman also has been a reporter in this game for years, and he probably knows more than you do and has boots on the ground when it comes to stuff like this. So my point is, don't discredit people that know more than you do. You're sitting at your house or whatever, or playing with your children, you know, and you got people out there that do this every day, and they're talking about it. So I suggest you do this. Pick a side. Either you're going to play with your kids or you're going to do the job that you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? But you can't have it both ways. That was vague enough, wasn't it? It was a little vague.
I think so. I
won't get in trouble for that.
I think you're good. I think you're good. You like analogies, right?
Ass.
You like analogies, right?
Yes.
Okay. We like to do analogies sometimes. You ever been out? You could just be observing, or you're with another couple, right?
Yes.
And if they look like they're fighting in public,
it's probably a fight.
And it's probably worse behind the scenes. So it doesn't mean that couple's going to get divorced. But if I told you that couple got divorced 5 years later,
would it surprise you?
No, or 5 months later.
Like no.
when people publicly start going at it, something's off. And this is the first time in 6 years it's been anything but Bryce Harper, you know, is basically going to die in this uniform. Kyle, what do you make of this? Because I officially now, after the Boris comments and after Joel Sherman there, I have my eye on the Bryce Harper Philly situation.
Yeah, I don't know how you could think it's nothing at this point, or like a non-story. I'm definitely with you on that. Do you, or does part of you wonder if maybe this stuff, not the Joel Sherman thing, but the public comment from Dombrowski, and now the public comment from Scott Boras, is posturing about the contract extension?
Yes, yes.
And it
I think
it
they're tired. I think the Phillies are tired of him. It's probably Boris behind the scenes continuing to press them, and they're like, no, man, we're not paying you anymore.
And it rubbed Bryce the wrong way.
That's what it feels like to me. Like, ultimately, if you ask me if I think he'll be traded this offseason, I'd say no. And if you ask me if I would consider trading him this offseason, I would say no, but is it worth monitoring? Is this a situation that like we should take seriously? I don't know how you can think otherwise, to be honest.
Yeah, well, your head is in the sand if you don't. I mean,
or somewhere else.
Yeah.
Your head is.
It's a situation. I mean,
get your head out of your ass.
No, I'm just saying, man, because I did.
While you think about what you're going to say, I'll go back to what I said last week on this. I just want to say it again very clearly. Could you ever imagine Howie Roseman getting to the podium after a season? And let's pretend in this scenario Jalen Hurts was asking for a new deal, which we have never heard. But let's pretend he was.
Yeah.
And Howie gets to the podium and says, Jalen Hurts, when I think of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL, he ain't one of them. He was there once. Maybe he'll get back
there.
That's
back
up
there.
To him.
Yeah,
this place would melt down if he did that.
But that
Dombrowski did it.
But that's also not the comment of a guy who's preparing to move the guy.
I agree. Well, I agree.
It's not a sales job by him.
No, it wasn't a sales job. Or not, it's not a good one.
It's not a sales job, Kyle, but here's what it is. You know that that comment is going to invoke some kind of response.
Well, like Boris
absolutely
did.
Because it's like, and you have to be, like, it's almost like this. Okay, toilet seat analogy again.
There we go.
If you,
people are eating lunch.
No, okay, that's a bad one. Okay, we'll walk that one back because people are eating. Okay, it's an analogy where if you're with your significant other, right, and you know that if you say something about something that she's done that you don't like, you know it's going to create argument, right?
Right, right.
But you're prepared for wherever the argument goes at that point. Yeah. You've
rolled your sleeves up.
You rolled your sleeves up and say, hey, listen, let the chips fall where they may, but I'm going to say what I have to say.
That was Dabrowski. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just like, okay, this is a better analogy. It's like loading the dishwasher. Your wife or your significant other tells you she's tired of you not loading the dishwasher, right? So you come home and you take a stance and you just leave all the dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know that she told you to load the dishwasher and you just say, you know what?
You're making
let
a statement.
The chips fall with
their
mate.
You're making a statement.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
I mean, while we're talking about the dishwasher, you know what the problem in my house with the dishwasher is?
What's it?
It's the way I load it is not like. So we have a very easy understanding. I won't load it then, right? I'm going to load it my way, or we're just not going to.
I'm the only one that loads it because my daughter does not believe in washing dishes.
That seems like a problem. All right, 215-592-9494.
I was just going to say, asking Hugh to not use a toilet seat analogy is like asking a fish not to swim.
I know it was.
I cleaned it up because everybody kind of looked like
you know what.
But I can tell you were lost.
It's a credit.
You didn't know where to go.
It really, what I saw there was a credit to how many people are here with us at the Deco Food Hall. If this place was half full, I think Hugh would have barreled through with it. This place is packed.
Yeah, it is. And they kind of looked at me like, really, Hugh?
You're like, now, like, eating lunch?
We know you're an idiot, but seriously.
Food is delicious and you're going to ruin it?
Similar to your analogy, they know what they signed up for by going there.
That's true. They did.
Is that what it was?
And the Phillies now know what they signed up for. Boris for 13 years.
Oh, yeah. And you know Boris is going to bring that heat. You know what type of agent he is.
It was a matter of time.
Yes.
So you know what I can't wait for now? I imagine the next
time. The retort.
Dombrowski will probably speak at either the GM meetings or the winter meetings in the next month or so. You know the first question is going to be your response to Scott Boras' response.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're at now. I got my eye on this Bryce Harper thing. 215-592-949. For your reaction to that, Sixers season starts tonight. Are you excited? And do you believe this Eagles passing game has turned a corner? I certainly do. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V.
Big V.
Yo, pal, Big U.
What's up, man?
And hey, yo, man, I'm loving your Campbell's tomato soup shirt today.
My shirt. No, this is.
Oh, they said the tomato soup red today.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wore it because it was. Yeah. I just wanted to
wear it. What is it? What is on there?
Ohio State. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Hugh.
Buckeyes.
I just wanted to wear my J's.
I
wear my
J's.
Yeah,
I got
J's.
I got you.
Okay, the J's. Okay. Okay, well, Hugh, first of all, you were right. Campbell changed the recipe 5 times in the last 6 decades.
Oh, so you did. Big B did research. They changed the recipe. Okay, so, yeah, I will see. Who said I was delusional? Kyle, was that Kyle? Feels like Kyle was saying.
I don't know if it was, but you can doctor it up at this point. You can fix it.
You would never say I was delusional.
No, I would. Go ahead, Big B.
Okay. On the Bryce thing, let's look at it. He's not looking to trade him, he's looking to sour the milk. Anybody else that wants him. Let them know that, okay, he's not playing like the elite player that, you know, we hire. And, I mean, I respect him being honest about that, but I think one of the things is, why is he being honest? He's looking not to trade him. He's looking not to give him a contract extension until he produces. That's the business.
Well, I mean, I do think that that's true. I mean, they don't want to pay him anymore, Big V, and I'm with the Phillies on this. As much as I like Bryce Harper, from the minute on this show, from the minute that contract request came out, I said BS.
You were definitely
no.
On that.
He had 8 years left on his deal. He's not getting. I'm not giving any more money.
Oh my God, Gilio agrees with me. I'm gonna play the lottery. That should be a big.
Yeah, this happens with us once every 6 months. So treasure it, Big V, because it's gonna be a while.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's
gonna
be a while.
But yeah, I mean, why? I mean, we hired him to get us over the top. I mean, he's got a lineup that he basically handpicked. He's almost the general manager, and he's doing everything but we need him to do. Max homers, produce, get us runs.
That's why we have Harper.
Well, and to, win. And they haven't won yet. I think, look, the contract thing, would, and Big V, we appreciate the phone call. I think it'd be more palatable to the Phillies, if they had won.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, look, the Eagles just gave away a thank you to Saquon after they won the Super Bowl. You can't ask for more money. Now there's 6 years to go. There were 8 years to go when he first started this.
Yeah.
And not have won yet.
And then you can't roll out the Bryce Harper starter pack.
Well, that didn't help.
And then get beat.
Did not
that. You can't do that, man.
No, that did not help. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Our few polls up today on the show. Do you think the Eagles' passing offense has turned the corner? Yes, 39%. No, need to see more at 61%. Are you excited for the Sixer season? 63% no. You can't even be excited on day one.
Because they're traumatized. They're dealing with trauma.
That is a good word for it.
You know, seriously, because we've been, like, I think Elliot put it the best way.
Yeah.
He said he feels the pressure has been, you know, there's no pressure.
They can't hurt you anymore.
Yeah, he can't. That's crazy when you say it like that.
I mean, if they're the 9 seed this year and they lose in the play-in, is anyone shocked?
And nobody's excited.
No, is nobody's anyone mad?
Yeah, nobody's mad.
No, I mean, that's probably what they're going to be.
I'm excited about the beginning of the season, number one, and what it could potentially bring. I would be pleasantly surprised to see Joel Embiid in his new body and how his body responds. No, seriously.
You say new body like he's Frankenstein.
Well, no, because he's lost weight. Yeah. And, you know, Joe, as you get older.
I know, but new body just got me.
Well, when you lose weight.
It's the same body that hasn't worked the same.
Well, it takes the pressure.
Yeah.
Off your knees. So I'm hoping nothing but the best for the big fella. Well, I really hope it works out for him.
We all. Yeah. And then our latest poll here. Are you keeping an eye on the Bryce Harper situation? Wow, we have a lot, and I love our audience, I truly do, but there's a lot of people out there who are living in delusion today. 65% voting early on, it's nothing. Guys, can we please open our eyes?
Let them live their truth.
No,
because I tell you what, I'm not rooting for him to be traded, but if there's some smoke out there that says that this potentially happened, you're going to see a level of petty from me where I'm going to mind those tweets that I had, right? And I'm going to put all of those cats on blast.
Yeah.
Like it was my job.
Do you think that's a shocking amount of people that are saying it's nothing, though? That feels like...
So you're saying that the 35% that are saying it's something, that's a lot.
That's more people saying yes than... like if we put a poll up, is there something... are you keeping an eye on A.J. Brown's situation, the trade deadline? Everyone would be like, no, you idiots. Like, he's not getting traded. Like,
yeah.
It would be 80% it's nothing.
It's
you know what I mean?
Point.
Like,
yeah.
The fact that... Like, this is Bryce Harper we're talking about. And 35% of people are like,
yeah, and the crazy part is how fast this has happened, right? Like, if I had said in September, do you think there's a chance Bryce Harper gets traded this offseason in September? 1%? 2%? Most people would have said absolutely. Like, what? Why? And the fact that I'm keeping an eye on this. Something is happening here. This relationship isn't what it used to be. Dabrowski, Boris, back and forth. It is a bizarre situation. Yes, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Well, it is jumping. You know what we're about to go do?
What are we about to do?
We're about to taste some food here. So the grand opening of Angelo's, unveiling of Angelo's Wilmington. Yeah, we could taste some food, Kyle. This is going to be fun.
I don't even know where I want to start. I want to get some of that Mediterranean then, though.
Well, here's what we're going to do. I think you're real funny, don't you?
I do. I really do. Because I know it bothers people when I say somebody's in a, damn it, he was Mediterranean.
You just... The best part is when you do it just to crack yourself up. I mean, this.
I face the consequences.
Not you, best part.
Because I just like the fact. I am fascinated now with what triggers people. And by me saying Mediterranean, that bothers people. You need to get a hobby. You probably need to get a significant other.
Yeah.
If that bothers you like that, you need to get some business. About yourself.
Well, here's our business we're going to do right now. We're going to take all your phone calls coming up, 215-592-9494. You and I are about to stand up, and we're going to go. Look at this, like this who's who of people. Mayor John Carney.
The mayor's here?
The mayor is here. We get to be participating in this, which is a big deal. Danny D. John D. Pietro of Angelo. Scott Stein.
You can't say that fast.
Well, I'm trying to make sure I say it correctly. Antimo DeMeo, Pino DeMeo, all from the Bardea restaurant. We're going to go hang out with them. We're going to taste the food here. The restaurants are open. Come on out. Deco, the food hall here in Wilmington. We're doing the rest of the show from here, of course, all day today. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone. All of this on the table. The Harper situation, are you keeping your eye on it? I obviously am. Something's going on here. The Eagles passing game, I believe, has turned a corner. Do you agree? And the Sixers open the season. Plus, I have a new take on the A.J. Brown Instagram post from yesterday because I thought about it a lot. That's what I do with my free time. I thought about it a lot. New take on it. That's next. Midday Show, live from Deco's in Wilmington on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you're tossing and turning on an old mattress, an old tired mattress, that is, it's time to call an audible, people. Now you can save up to 60% store-wide at the Mattress Warehouse and score your choice of a free box spring or adjustable base with select mattress purchases. I suggest you go with the adjustable base. You have more fun with the adjustable base. Trust me on this. You can watch TV in bed. You can eat in bed. Food. You can eat food in bed. Want to upgrade your sleep without blowing the cap? Mattress Warehouse is clearing out the floor, and these deals are designed to save you serious cash. Hit the floor model clearance event and save big while supplies last. 0% interest financing, the signature Mattress Warehouse 1-year lowest price guarantee, and 100% comfort guarantee. You'll sleep like a champ. Do what I did and upgrade with a total confidence at the Mattress Warehouse. Find a store nearest you at MattressWarehouse.com. That's the MattressWarehouse.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.